Here's a thought I'll title A Convenience Camera. I'm not exactly sure where I picked up this train of thought, but I've always just assumed that when it comes to gear purchases, what we want to have is a piece of equipment that will be full-featured, accomplish everything we want it to do, create ultimate quality images, and of course, be affordable. And that's the kind of camera I've always looked for my whole life. Whenever I set out to search for a new camera, that would be my criteria, one that would meet all of my needs. But now that I look back on it, I realize what a silly assumption that actually was. Because that camera was likely to be large, full-featured, beyond my needs actually, render the highest quality images I could ever imagine I would want, and probably it would cost and weigh a lot. And I have that camera, and I've used that camera for a long time. And before that camera, I had a similar featured camera. Going all the way back to my earliest digital cameras, what I was always looking for was that one answer to all possible questions. But I've come to appreciate that that camera sometimes is just too much camera. It's partly because it has so many features that I don't need and don't use, which complicate it and give it a little bit cumbersome menus to have to navigate and things like that. But also, because it's a full-featured big camera, it weighs a lot and carrying it around can be uncomfortable, particularly when you face the reality that we spend about, 2% of our time actually clicking the shutter and 98% of our time just wandering around looking for things to photograph. Sometimes that big camera is just a burden more than it is a solution. So recently, I've added a new camera that I think of as my convenience camera for times where portability and lightweight take precedence over the ideal. And I suppose the philosophy behind a convenience camera is wrapped up in that old maxim that enough is as good as a feast. If I can do what I want to do with a smaller, lighter weight, maybe not all the features pushed to the extremes, but is sufficient for what I need, then why not? Of course, excellent image quality counts too, and that can complicate the issue because a lot of times a compromised camera, that is to say one that doesn't have every single feature that your big camera has, that compromised camera may not make as good an image. And that's a sacrifice that I'm not sure we're willing to make, or at least I wasn't willing to make. So that became part of my criteria. Smaller, lighter weight, convenient, portable, but image quality just as good. And when I searched, what I realized was I was not going to find that camera. There would be compromises in the more portable, lightweight camera. And the primary compromise was my big camera, which is a Micro Four Thirds camera, is a 20-megapixel camera. And this new convenience camera is only a 16-megapixel camera. And I thought, oh, what is that going to mean to image quality? So I started doing a bunch of tests, and what I discovered was really quite fascinating. Up to a 13 by 19 inch print, there is no visible difference between the 20 megapixel camera and the 16 megapixel camera. No visible difference. So image quality seemed to be not an issue. Well, what about some of the other differences between my yippy-skippy super high-end camera, the expensive heavy one, and the convenience camera? Well, the super high-end one has a magnesium alloy. The convenience camera doesn't. But it feels like it does. I mean, it feels solid and well-built, and so I don't think I'm going to notice any difference in handling. There might be an extra stop available with the sensor shift of the newer yippy-skippy camera than in the older convenience camera. But I can live with a one-stop difference in image stabilization. The yippy-skippy camera has 225 focus points. The convenience camera has 49. Will I ever know and experience the difference? Probably not. My number one camera has a fully articulated viewing screen, and the convenience camera has a tilting viewing screen. That might be a difference for some shots, but not for all shots, and certainly won't prevent me from using it for whatever I might want to do. I might just find there's a convenience factor I'm missing, but I don't think it's ever going to show up in my photographs. My Yippy Skippy camera gets 400 shots on a battery. The convenience camera gets 290 shots on a battery. I might have to carry an extra battery. Big whoop. So I've come to a fascinating conclusion. And the bottom line is, I don't need my number one camera all the time. Matter of fact, it's a rare occasion when I'm going to need my number one camera. My convenience camera, which will be with me all the time, is probably going to end up being my main camera. We'll see. But that is certainly something I would never have expected. Or maybe I should have. Because when I put together a project, sometimes that has images that were made 15 years ago on a really early digital camera, mixed with pictures that are made from my now Yippy Skippy number one camera. But I can't tell the difference when I look at the images either on screen or in reasonable sized prints. And since I don't make giant 42-inch prints, I doubt I'll ever see the difference between the ultimate ideal camera and the convenience camera that does 90-95% of what the ultimate camera does, at least for my image making.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.